Double check that your flight is still on time. Hey, hi. Hi. Did you little tootie?
That kid. Such a happy kid.
Such a happy kid.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so we have to record this again. I've got double recording now because, damn it, it crashed. So we can quickly chat about what I just talked about before. So EJ, you and I used to work together at Tetra Pak, and you said you were 19 and I was 20. I think I'd like to say I was 23. I think Phil and I had just started dating, although you do remember who I was dating before, so
let's not talk about that.
And since then, you have obviously worked in New Zealand, but then decided to go over to the UK, and you've been working there for...
just over 9 years.
Yeah.
Been living outside of New Zealand for 10.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy journey. And now
I've got a little baby. Yeah. 7 months old. 7 months old.
Yeah.
And his name is Edward, and he's so freaking cute.
He's a smiler, I'll give him that.
Yeah, he is. He reacts. Like, sometimes children stop and take things in. You can see instantly on his face how he's like, if he's enjoying the situation
or not. It's true. So
you have been you've been a solo parent from beginning to end. You never had a guy in your life in that respect. And
no.
Yeah, so I don't mean to gloss over this because we did actually go in depth before the stupid app stopped working. But you weren't dating him.
Wasn't dating him.
Just seeing him on a casual basis.
One time. One time casually.
Yeah, and that's all it takes.
Apparently, that's all it takes. Did anyone know that?
Yeah. Yes, kids. That just
sex
once.
Sometimes leads to babies.
So.
Mind blowing, right?
Yeah. And obviously, it came as a shock to you.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise.
You said before that one of the first things you did was obviously to tell him, and you gave him. You were like, I know you need to take time, so take the weekend thing. Because it's hard. Like, this is where we're pretty much at before.
Yeah.
When the app crashed. Is that you were very level-headed in it, and you knew that it was a shock to him. Just as much of a shock to you.
Yeah.
And you guys both needed time before you started really chatting about...
Yeah. Options
and whatever.
And, you know, take the time and think about what you need to do for you, what's right for you. You know, and then we can talk about what's right for both of us together.
Was there ever the thought that you wouldn't keep him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was that discussion. Yeah. I think when you have those discussions with an unplanned pregnancy,
you kind of have
or as I like to call him, a surprise.
Yeah.
The best surprise ever.
The best surprise ever.
I think you have to have the real honest conversations.
Yeah.
And you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And the person who you're pregnant to has to be honest with themselves as well. Because it doesn't work otherwise.
Yeah.
There's no point in having someone that's going to commit to you for a pregnancy in a couple of months and then leave you.
Yeah. No, you might as well be honest up front and be like, hey, look, this isn't working.
It's not for
me. And at least that way you have made an informed decision about being a solo parent. You've gone into that going, hey, I'm fully aware. You don't want anything to do with it. I'm cool. I'll do it. Even though that's not easy.
Exactly. And that was the gist of the conversation. He did not want to keep the baby and he, you know, wanted a termination.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, that's the decision he wanted to make.
Yeah.
That is... you know, his decision to make.
Yeah.
And I respect that. You know, we made some trade-offs together and we still had to see each other on a regular basis. But, you know, at the end of the day, his decision is that he is not ready to be a father or doesn't want to be a father. And I respect that.
Yeah, but you were.
But
you ultimately got to the point where you were like, actually, I'm going to do it.
Actually, I'm going to do it. I understand that that's not what you want. And I understand that there is a chance, a high chance, that you won't be involved.
Yeah.
And I would rather... that he was honest,
totally.
And he was.
Yeah.
Then to string me along down the road and then pretend that he was okay and then eventually not be okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he's done us the biggest kindness. You know, you can always come back. I said I would never stop you from seeing your son.
Yeah.
Your family are more than welcome to be involved. Yeah. I'm not sure that they know still.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's his
decision.
That's his decision.
Yeah, that's his story.
As well.
That's his
decision. It's not mine. And he's the one that ultimately lives with his decisions.
Yeah.
And I live with
totally,
mine.
Yeah.
So, you know.
This is EJ. She's got a very sensible head on her shoulders. And when we talked last time, I was like, girl, well done. Like, I love it. And like, everybody's experience with being a solo parent or even just in a relationship is so different.
So different.
And you can't compare one to the other. And we were talking before that You can't compare a solo parenting to any type of other parenting. Like we were saying, solo mums have it different to solo dads because solo dads have their own stories and people in relationships with children have it differently to other people in relationships with children. Like no one's the same.
Everyone's journey with parenthood is different and individual, and it always will be.
Yeah.
From the conception to pregnancy to birth. Childbirth to parenting, you know? And there are different ways that people do it as well. There are so many different options.
Yeah.
And you've just got to do what's right for you and what works for you. So for us, the landscape looked like I would be a single mum.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Now, you know, I can't say that I felt that way the whole way through my pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to be honest. I struggled with it. I really did. Yeah. You know, I struggled with the judgment. I struggled with what to say to people. I struggled how to tell my family. You know, these are big milestones when you're pregnant, you know, that people just sort of, I guess, assume will be joyous ones. And sometimes for unplanned pregnancies, they're not joyous occasions.
No.
There can be some controversy around them. Yeah. There can be some challenges around that. So, you know... It is a journey, and one I wouldn't change at all.
No, of course not. It is what it is.
Exactly. And it's made me the person I am, even stronger than I was before.
Yeah.
And hopefully all that he does is teach me, which he's been doing. You know, teach me how to be a better person.
Yeah, absolutely.
A stronger person, how to do the right thing by him and look after him.
Yeah.
But there are days when he screams for an hour, an hour and a half on a car ride. And you know what? I don't love it.
No.
And we're not friends.
No. And that's okay.
But I love the crap out of it.
Yeah, totally. We all have those moments where it's so overwhelming. And for a solo parent or a single mum like yourself, there's nowhere to turn. You've just got yourself. Do you have a lot of support over in the UK?
Do you know what? I'm really lucky. I had some of my really good friends when I went out to tell them I was pregnant. They were like, okay, you need to move in with us. I was like, no. Think about it. You need to move in with us. Because postnatal depression is a real thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to be there to make sure that we can catch it early if that's the case. If you're by yourself in London,
you
could be extremely lonely.
Lost.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? Come live with us. And they're actually a set of his godparents. He's got four godparents.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So they're a set of his godparents.
I didn't cry, but I felt very emotional when you told me you had that much support. I was like, wow, I want to thank your friends.
I know.
You know?
They're amazing. And they're the ones that, you know, their family bought him his kurawai that he wore on his christening. You know, and they gave that to us within the first week of him being around. Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is huge.
Yeah.
That is a huge amount of love for a kid to come into.
Yeah.
And also amazing, you know, support for me.
Yeah.
How to do things. So I wasn't stressing out about being a first-time mum and, you know.
You knew you had a...
Two already established parents.
Yeah.
With two children.
That's wonderful.
Got my back.
Honestly.
Huge.
So you still live with them now?
No, I've moved back into my place in London.
Oh, cool.
And I've got another of his godparents on the same street that we used to live together. So actually, I'm hugely blessed in terms of support over there. Which is why I could even contemplate having a child in London and not coming home.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, lots of people are like, oh, do you think you'll move home? Do you think that's a huge thing? Do you think you should now that you've got a baby? I said, well, maybe, but there's nothing scarier than being a solo mum with no job, moving to a country that I haven't lived in for 10 years.
Yeah,
so that whole concept
You're all set up in London. Yeah. Do you see your mum much? Because your mum lives in... Is she in Ireland?
She lives in Belfast, she comes across once a month.
Yeah.
Her and her partner. And he's lovely as well. And they have been a huge support as well. So I was really lucky for my birth. You know, we had some complications. So I ended up having a planned C-section.
Oh, yeah.
To mitigate the risk. But she flew over and my uncle as well. And mum's boyfriend, and we sort of had a really nice evening out just before my planned C-section.
Yeah.
Like, Paul went out and had some seafood.
Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me about that. A nice big dinner.
Yeah, a nice big dinner, kind of like a celebration. And then got ready for the morning that was going to be. And my uncle actually ended up coming in with me because my mum came down with a really bad cold, unfortunately.
Oh, stink.
Yeah.
Bad timing.
So, So my uncle was the one that came in with me to get him delivered. And, I mean, he's named after my grandfather, so it was kind of fitting that... Yep. My uncle had been there because he was the last one to be with my grandfather when he passed away, and now he's there to see the birth of the next generation. I think it's really special.
Was it, were you scared?
Oh, I was petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until everyone left the hospital and I was there by myself that I was like, Uh-oh. Oh my God. I have a human.
Yeah. Oh, I felt like that too, but I had Phil, so it's different. But I felt like that too.
I just felt like, what do I do now?
Yeah. Oh, I felt like that too. I was like, I want to have kids. And then the baby popped out and I was like, what do I do with it? I don't know.
I mean, I was really lucky because almost immediately he latched, and I'm very blessed that I never had any issues with breastfeeding.
Yeah.
My breastfeeding journey has been amazing.
Yeah.
And again, I know that that's not like it for everyone.
No.
And I felt like everything that's happened for us, we've had such an amazing journey together because I'm lucky enough to not have had any sort of complications post-birth, which has been, you know, such a blessing.
So no depression, obviously no like mastitis or anything like that.
Very lucky. That's
so cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you, I know that not everyone else out there is like that, but I'm glad for you that you didn't have any of that. Because that changes your journey.
It does.
When you have those complications, for sure.
And you know, as tough as a C-section,
that recovery,
post-recovery is, I also know that I was very lucky that I didn't have to, you know, a lot of my friends had to wait or be induced or, you know, have problems, have stitches. Yeah. You know, there's a whole birth journey that I maybe bypassed.
Yeah.
But you know what?
That is your journey.
It is. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. That's what you did.
Exactly.
And so you then went and took him back to where you were living and so began your journey of single momness.
Yeah. And sometimes I didn't have a shower.
Oh, hello. I didn't have a shower sometimes.
Not from choice, but just the sheer gravity of the whole overwhelming experience.
Huge. Because you go from looking after yourself to having to look after somebody else. And that just drains you completely. I found it drained me completely. And I used to hear Phantom crying in the shower, and I was like, I'm just not going in the shower because I just want to know if these the kids are crying. So I ended up just not going in. Or like until Phil was around. But I had Phil, had your...
Well, so I had my friends. And also I sometimes would put the monitor in and let him go to sleep and then just have the little monitor in the bathroom.
That's cool.
Because I was like, oh, I just can't bear the crying. But, I mean, you know, you sort of then start to figure out a routine and when they sleep and how long they sleep for. And
because a little bit more of a pattern forms, and you can kind of predict. Yeah. Did you get a lot of... like help during the night, or did you do all the night stuff?
No, I did all the night stuff. Yeah, that's all the night stuff was me.
Yeah.
And we co-slept from pretty early days. Yeah. I mean, in the UK, he's got this sleepy head pillow that kind of is like a little pod.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so he sits up on that. And but then when we came out to New Zealand, just couldn't fit in the suitcase. So we've been co-sleeping sort of our 10 weeks in New Zealand, visiting family. So yeah, I mean, it's been amazing. He was amazing on the plane, considering it only kicked off four times, you know.
It's a long flight.
Yeah, it's a really long flight. But you know what? The kindness of strangers helps too. They were amazing.
Yeah.
There was someone that took us for like a meal in between our flights and transit.
That's nice.
There was a lovely Welsh woman on the second flight from Doha to Auckland that just, you know, helped us, held the baby for a little bit, you know, or just helped me do things, which was phenomenal. So we bought her a coffee when we got to Auckland and sent her on her way to see her daughter. But, you know, the kindness of strangers should never, ever be overlooked.
No, you know? No, I think that's neat that people were willing to help you. But mind you, you're so single parent. I mean, even if you weren't and you were traveling by yourself, I'm sure people would have helped
I really
you
anyway. Hope that people will help you with children, you know. Massive,
especially as young as he was. Well, he is still young, but do you get overwhelmed at the prospect of I get overwhelmed, and I've got Phil, but at like the journey ahead as a parent by yourself, or do you try not to think about
it? I try not to think about it. I'd prefer to think about it every day as it comes.
Yeah, good,
because I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring.
No,
I can only worry about the things I can control. I'm trying really hard to worry less about the things I can't control.
Yeah, that is hard, but yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
And everyone who's meant to be in my journey and meant to be in our journey will be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everyone that's not won't be.
Won't be.
And there's no point worrying about, you know, worrying about it, just doing what's right for both of us.
Yeah.
So I hope that that's the only thing I ever do is what's right for us.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
Do you think that your ex, even though you weren't together, like, what do I call him? Yeah. That guy,
the baby daddy.
I'm like, is that insulting? No, the baby daddy.
It's really not in this case. It's kind of almost
the truth.
Yeah, it is.
Do you think he'll ever come around?
Do you know what? Whether he does or he doesn't, It's completely his decision.
Yeah.
I will always leave the door open.
Yeah. But I mean,
I said, as long as you contact me first,
yeah,
you can always have a relationship with someone if you want to.
Yeah, with you, but yeah.
But out of respect, I hope that you come to me first, because I need to manage, you know, I want to make sure that he is safe and protected. Yeah, yeah. And he has none of the turmoil, any more turmoil than he needs to have about
yeah.
it. I don't know if he will or not. I don't think he will. But if he does change his mind, a lot of people seem to think he will.
Yeah.
If he does change his mind, then the door is always open for him.
Yeah. I love that you're like that. I think that's sensible, because whatever he's going through at the moment is obviously so much that he just can't deal. I do believe he'll come to a point where he'll want to. I've known guys to not, which is very sad. I think it's incredibly sad.
But also, it's a blessing. I'd rather have that than someone who's in and out of his life.
True, absolutely.
A really bad
yeah.
father figure. Yeah. And I don't think this guy is a bad person.
No.
He's not a terrible person.
No.
He's just very conflicted about the situation.
Yeah, he's just not ready.
Yeah, no, not ready. And
is he the same age as you?
He is 30.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so a little bit younger, but still not like 19.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No.
Jesus, EJ.
Not a cradle snatcher, thank you. Yeah.
So, did you do things like, just going back to when you had Edward, did you do things like playgroups and stuff like that?
I did no playgroups.
Oh, yeah. That was me too.
Yeah. I did no playgroups. And I
think, was there a reason for that?
I just found I was too busy without playgroups.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted a couple of days at home with the friends that I was living with and their kids, and just to settle into motherhood.
Yeah.
But also, I had so many people to go out and visit during the day
you didn't need anything else. No,
exactly. And I was kind of a bit crazy in the first month.
No.
No, no. So surprising.
Not you.
No, surprising. In the first month, I made it kind of a deal for myself, a deal breaker, to make sure that I had gone on every mode of transport that I would use as a single parent by myself. Front pack, on a train, a tube, a bus, an MM car, Uber, and then did the same thing for buggies, and
like you know, tested it
exactly.
out. Yeah,
I wanted to make sure that I could get every mode of transport as a single mum and do it by myself.
I love that.
Just because I didn't want there to be any barriers, to be any anxiety on leaving the house, to be able to go out and do things. Sure, if I don't feel like doing them, that's a different conversation. But
way different.
I didn't want to be nervous or anxious about leaving the house with a certain mode of transport or to get out to see friends.
You don't want anything to hold you back from living your life, basically. I mean, having a child is one thing, but actually living with the child is another.
And I think he has fitted into my lifestyle amazingly.
Yeah.
Sure, there have been some trade-offs and some compromises.
Of course.
You know, I don't really go out for dinner now.
That stopped.
But it's just, that's because it's easier for me not to.
Yeah, I get that.
It's not because I wouldn't love to go out for dinner. It's just that it's easier to do lunch or coffee or afternoon
of course.
Tea.
Yeah, stuff during the day, which is why we're doing this now, lunchtime,
exactly.
Just after lunchtime. So I just read an Instagram post from a girl who was talking about dating as a solo parent. So I think she broke up with her partner when the baby was 6 months old. So it's different, but
you've
still got to get into that. Do you date? Do you actively look for boys?
No. I stopped actively dating. I think it's just a little bit more complicated.
Yeah.
I don't want to call him a cock blocker, but he kind of is. In the nicest possible way.
Accurate.
He really is.
Yeah, but
so unless I'd known someone before and maybe they want to date me and they would have to approach it in the right way, then of course I'm always open to it. I'm not dating.
Yeah.
I'm just not actively looking. I'm not on any websites. I'm not trying to meet people.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that because he has to come first.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And for me, the journey's been so intense that actually it hasn't left room for anyone else.
No.
In the moment.
Yeah.
Not that I wouldn't be open to it.
I was going
to
say, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. The right person.
Yeah. Right person, right time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 But I think it always has to be about him, and I'm okay with that now.
Yeah.
You know, at first I was a bit like, man, I really miss
having some
fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, we'll call it fun. Three letters.
Fun.
Maybe not F-U-N, but whatever.
I think we all know what that means.
Yeah.
However, I just, when it's the right time, it'll be the right time. And there'll be someone that will walk into my life. And I think that that's the same for everyone's journey. When the time is right, you'll meet someone that's just the right person for you.
Yeah.
I do. It cuts out all the bullshit.
It does, actually.
And time wasters.
Yeah, it does. I actually feel like there's probably a lot of people out there that like being in relationships. So to have a kid and then lose a relationship, they sometimes want to jump straight back into something. And that's hard. That's not easy. And I do think there's something to be said for just taking a step back and not learning to love yourself. Because I don't... But, like, just making it work without somebody else being around and relying on somebody else.
And I think I've always been quite good at being single. Yeah. So, for me, it wasn't really a decision. Yeah, it was. Different. It was just, you know, I'm quite happy being single because I'd rather be single than be in a relationship that's not right.
Yeah.
Or difficult or stressful or emotionally taxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
On myself or my son.
No, you don't want that for you. Or
the impact on that. You just staying together because of a child. You know, everyone's different and I respect your right to choose, but I don't think that's something I would want to do. And I think that's something my mum taught me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think that's right too. Yeah. I think that if, and then this is just from a perspective of nothing, I don't have any experience in this whatsoever, but I think that if you're staying together for the child, that's not the right reason because your relationship won't be right.
No.
And that, the child will always know that.
Exactly.
So it's, I know lots of people who have said the best thing that happened was when their parents split up.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the same is for me. The best thing was when my parents split up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wanted my mum to be happy. And for so long, you know, she hasn't been in the right relationship. And now she is. And to see the difference in her is amazing. And that's what I've always wanted. I just wanted for her to be happy.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm sure that's all my son will want from that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But you've got him at the moment. So he's your number one priority. So you kind of have to just work around everything he does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess people were saying to me that it was 100% the right time for me. And I was ready for him. And I'm sure that at the time I wasn't sure that that was the right, you know, that I felt that way.
Yeah.
But actually it has worked out exactly that way.
It's worked out well. Yeah.
And he is everything I needed and he chose me.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the best thing I could have ever hoped for.
Yeah, absolutely.
He chose me and he has taught me everything about being a parent.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is the best thing.
It's funny how kids do that.
Oh, so unassuming.
Yeah.
Because he's still smiling.
This kid is just adorable. AJ's got one of her close friends here and he's helping look after Edward while we have our chat. Thank you, Mitch.
You're
welcome. Did I get your name right?
Yeah.
I'm not good with names.
That's right, you nailed it this time.
Yeah. It's because you bought us alcohol, so I'll remember anything for you.
Could work, Bandy.
So... do you have, it's hard, this is a very big question.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have any advice for solo parents out there? That's a very big question though, because it covers a lot of stuff.
I would say take the help where it's given.
Yes.
It has been the absolute biggest, biggest blessing in my journey.
Yeah.
Because it's made it easier. You know, a big thing was to allow people to help me. I've always been so independent.
Yeah.
But take the help where it's given. And advice will come thick and fast, but you've got to do what's right for you and your child. Only you know what's best for you and your child.
Yeah.
You know, apart from the obvious.
Yeah.
But, you know, do what's right for the both of you because no one can tell you how you should be living your life.
No.
You have to live your life.
Absolutely.
You have to live with the consequences of your decisions. So make sure they're right for you.
Yeah. And what about... because the thing that I get a lot is people there, they say like, oh, it's all very well to have all of that support, but there are a lot of people that live isolated and they're solo parents. And I don't know how people do that with no support because you're just by yourself and that is it.
Get out of the house.
Yeah.
Just make friends.
Yeah.
Go to play groups.
Push yourself out of this comfort zone.
Push yourself out of your comfort zone enough to engage with other people.
Yeah.
Because there will be someone...
true, that's true. There's always somebody out there.
There's always someone around that will be the right person for you at the right time in your journey.
Yeah. And the internet's also really good. Like, I don't know if you were on the internet when you had him.
Yeah.
But I know that I found it really helpful. I know, obviously, I'm not a solo mum, but I just still found it helpful finding people online and just to hear different people's stories and stuff like
that. To ask questions about. Yeah. So to Google stuff and say, oh, wow. But there's lots of mums chat groups out there. So Googling stuff and getting a mum's chat group is what I found was the best solution to asking questions.
Yeah.
If Catherine wasn't around, if she wasn't at home.
Yeah.
Catherine, what's happening? What about this? Oh, my God, and then this happened.
Yeah.
She'd be like, it's okay. Have a glass of wine.
See, I'm a little envious because you had that. I didn't even have that. I mean, like, I had Phil, but we didn't really know what we were doing. And he's like, oh, he's fine. Like, she's fine. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
But my parents weren't around and I was struggling. And
yeah.
I'm so glad and so grateful you had your friends. Honestly.
Me too.
Like, I just think that it's... I know, I can't imagine a set of parents knowing that someone like you, a friend, was struggling and not helping them out. Like, yeah, I can't imagine that. That's not something that comes across.
You hope that people would extend that kindness and do something and pay it forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what they've done for us, I couldn't even begin to repay them for.
Yeah.
There is no amount of anything that I could ever do that would repay them for their kindness, their support, their love.
And I agree with that. It's hard. I mean, your words are probably... will have to be enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will.
It's hard, but they get that. Yeah. And so how much longer in New Zealand have you got?
So we fly out on Monday.
Oh, what are we today? Friday? Oh my God, 3 days.
Yeah,
away.
3 days.
Oh, I'm lucky that I got to see
you.
You're like, we need to do this.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been up north for 3 weeks now, and we had, so my older brother had his son 6 weeks after this one.
Oh yeah.
And we had a joint christening up north last Sunday.
Love that.
So it was amazing. He got to wear this at least 4-generation Irish christening gown.
I saw that.
And super ornate.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he kicked another hole in it. Good one, son.
Good one, boy.
Good one. And then his beautiful kōrauai from his godparents. So, I mean, surrounded by love. We have people travelling from Aussie.
Yes, Mitch.
Mitch.
Good man.
And from Wellington, up from Auckland, over from London. You know, like, we're really, really lucky. And then family, you know.
So did your mum and dad? Did your mum special?
No, she wasn't able to make
too
it.
Far, yeah.
But you know, she comes over the weekend after we get back.
Oh, Nate, so you still get to see her.
And we've been FaceTiming the whole time.
Yeah, totally. Do you ever plan on moving back to New Zealand, or do you see your future being in London?
Very good question.
It's a hard one.
Unclear.
Yeah, that's fine. You don't have to know the answer.
I'm leaving that to be continued.
Yeah.
Don't want to commit either way.
I think that's fair enough. Like, you just go with what happens in your life, and for now, London is the right place to be.
Exactly.
And that's good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, and I'm really proud of you. And
thank you.
I know it hasn't been easy for you. You put on a brave face, and I know you fucking struggled. And I can't even imagine, because it's another level that I don't get. And I'm hoping that there's people out there who listen to this that, get it and are like, oh, this is cool. Or maybe learn something from how you've dealt with things, because I feel like you've dealt with everything so sensibly. I'm like,
well,
just fuck something up, EJ. Jesus.
Well, I mean, if it helps, there was one morning I had wine at 10 o'clock.
That's okay.
The night was long and the day was long, and I had chocolate and wine. I was like, I can't cope. Maybe went down for a nap, and I was like, so there were days when. You know, wine is a necessity.
Yeah, I get that.
You know.
Yeah, you do what you need to do to survive. I get
exactly.
it. And I love that.
Everyone does what they need to survive.
Are you happy?
I'm so happy.
And you're happy with your decision?
Oh my,
I feel like you are. I wouldn't doubt that. If you'd said no, I would have been like, whoa, couldn't tell that.
His lovely blue eyes in the morning make it all worth it.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when I think it's not, it still
it's
is.
It's still worth it.
No, he's beautiful.
Thank you. For sharing your journey. I really appreciate listening to it. I have heard some of this before, but I wanted to record it. I was like, say it again, girl. We need to hear it again.
Yeah,
yeah. And I'm sure that you guys out there who are listening will resonate. And even if you don't, I think it's fascinating listening to someone with a head on their shoulders. I'm like, whoa, girl, you're really smart. We all make mistakes and stuff, but yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
No, that's all right. Shall we finish our wine now?
Sure. Sounds great. Perfect.